This is Gwen Perchbacher, and I'm interviewing Florence Naccarato on March 25th, 2004, about 2:15 p.m. at her home, which is 1004 F Street. And Florence, I would like for you to tell me the name of your parents and where they were born, and if you have any brothers or sisters.
I have one sister who lives here, and my parents were born in Sweden.
Carl Hugo Gustafson
was my father.
And he was born March 8th, 1890. And your mother was
born in 1899.
And her name was Erna
Gunny
Pettersen. And that's Pettersson.
Right.
That's an unusual spelling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where were they born in Sweden? Do you know where they were born in Sweden?
It would be like a county. Mother was born in Småland, near a town called Trusbo. My father, I'm not sure, Dalsland, but I'm not sure of the town.
When did they come to the United States?
My father came before World War I because he was in the Army. And mother came during World War I.
And where... what did they do and where did they live?
My mother stayed with her aunt and uncle in Pleasantville, New York. Then she wanted to come west, so that's what she did. And she lived in Minnesota and Montana for a while. And then she went on to Seattle. And my father worked on ranches or farms when he first came here. And they were in Nebraska and Montana. Then he moved on to Seattle, too, where he met my mother.
And what did he do in Seattle?
He was a policeman in Seattle.
And I think you told me your mother had worked during World War II?
At Boeing's, mm-hmm.
And where were you and your sister born?
In Seattle.
And were you born at home, or did you have a doctor or in the hospital?
I had a doctor, and I was born at the Swedish hospital.
And how long did you live in Seattle?
Till I was about 20.
And then what happened?
And I got married and came here.
And you told me that you had worked in Montana?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you met Lloyd?
Yes.
Can you tell me what you were doing when you met
him? Packing parachutes.
And what was he doing?
And he was in the service.
And what did he do in the service?
He was a crew chief on a B-25 and B-29.
And then how long did you know him before you got married?
About a year.
And were you married in Montana?
Yes.
And can you tell me anything about your wedding? Was it a big formal wedding or a small wedding?
No, a small wedding.
Did you have much of a honeymoon?
I don't think we had any.
That's kind of the way it was then.
Right.
Well, when did you move to Chaffee County?
That was my honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
was sometime later, but that was it, I guess. 1944, I think.
Was he out of the service then?
Let's see. I think he got out of service then.
And where did you live in Chaffee County?
Poncia Springs.
And you told me that you lived on your on Lloyd's parents' ranch?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he worked for them?
Mm-hmm.
And then when did you move to Salida?
In 1945.
Going back a little bit.
Or 46, I'm not sure.
Going back a little bit, you told me that that ranch was off of Highway 50 going toward Buena Vista?
No, it was more toward going towards Monarch, but you turned off on a county road.
Oh.
And turned up and then over. And Missouri Park, they talk about Missouri Park ditch.
Mm-hmm.
It was up near the Missouri Park ditch.
And you said it was one of the bigger ranches in Chaffee County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you moved to Salida, and where did you live in Salida?
I lived at 1004 F Street.
So you've lived here long in this house a long time.
That's right.
Has the house had any changes since you moved in, other than paint?
Yes, we had the kitchen redone, and we had that fireplace put in. The fireplace that was there was taken out, and
did you have a furnace, or did you have coal-burning stoves?
I think they were coal-burning. Or did we have a furnace? But we had a new furnace put in. We might have had a furnace, because we had those registers.
Oh, yes, I bet you did then. Has the neighborhood in Salida changed much since you moved into Salida?
Yes, I'd say it's grown quite a bit.
And tell me about your children. How many children do you have? And
four.
And what are their names? And
Sam, Tom, Karen, and Tim.
And when were they born?
They were
46, was it?
Sam was born in 1944. At the November 5th, 1944. Tom was born November. No, wait, I got wrong. I think Sam was born. Gwen, I'm getting so mixed up mentally.
Well, that's all right. That's all right.
One of the boys was born November 5th. That was Sam. That's right. Tom was born near Thanksgiving Day on the 24th. Karen was born September 6th, 1954. Tim was born July 13th of 1957. So there I've done a marvelous job.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Their oldest daughter got married and moved to California, and she has Tom's oldest daughter. Let's see, she has three little kids. They're my
great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. She has 57. See, I'm getting too old to be asked all these questions, Gwen.
Sorry. Tell me a little bit about had you ever been in Colorado before?
No.
And what did you think of Poncha Springs? What struck you about Poncha Springs? Good or bad?
Well, I can't really say what struck me. There wasn't too much to strike. I always thought Salida was a nice little town, but Poncha Springs to me was just kind of a spot in the road.
Were there many businesses there then?
No, not then.
When did you move to Salida?
I think it was in 1945.
And where did you move to in Salida?
Here, at 1004 F Street.
So you've lived here a long time in this house.
I have.
Well, what did Lloyd do when he left the ranch?
He started selling. He was an excellent salesman.
He sold himself to you, didn't he?
Oh, yes.
And what was life like in Salida then for you and your family?
Well, I think it was very nice. Salida is a small town. And I'm not used to a small town. Besides that, I miss Puget Sound and the salt water and the ferry boats, white houses. You can see them. I've got plenty of lighthouses.
Was it a big adjustment for you to move here then?
Well, I love to go places, so I think it was kind of an adventure for me.
Well, what did, how has Salida changed since you
it's
first
It's gotten quite a bit larger.
And anything in particular that you remember, any instances of, fires, tragedies, whatever?
The high school burned. I do remember that. And, as far as any outstanding tragedies, I really can't remember any. Except my parents dying and Lloyd dying.
And your parents had moved here, hadn't they?
They had moved here. My father had asthma very badly, and this climate seemed to be the thing he really needed. So his asthma improved considerably with him coming here from sea level.
I remember your mother more than I remember your father, and I know she always wore a hat to church, even after people weren't wearing hats to church.
Somebody else told me that too, and I guess that's the way she felt.
Comfortable.
You shouldn't go to church with a hat on, so she did. She was a great little mother. Good little swimmer.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Very good.
Did she swim here at the pool then?
Yes, I think she went up here several times. Not because she was older. Not like we did at home. Because mother and all the kids in the neighborhood would go swimming together. So.
And where did you swim there?
We swam in Puget Sound, swam in Green Lake, Lake Washington, and Lake Sammamish. That's a Swedish. They have a Swedish organization there that goes to, you know, they have summer homes, and it's we'd go there to stay with my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And swimming in Lake Smash.
Well, tell me a little bit about Lloyd. He was born here, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about him?
Well, he was a great salesman, for one thing. And thanks to his sales ability, we had wonderful trips to Hong Kong, Hawaii, Tahiti, Mexico, a barefoot Caribbean cruise. And then I made a trip to Sweden with my mother. So I managed to get around by hook or crook.
Well, tell me where your children are now. Did they all graduate from high school here?
Yes. And Sam lives in Pueblo. And Tom lives in Grand Junction. And he works for the railroad. Karen lives here, and so does Tim.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about their being in school? About the schools, maybe I should say.
Well, I think they were all just like any schools. I think the kids would participate in different activities at school, but as far as being able to say that they were any different, I think they're all pretty much the same.
And do